Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the West End here in Tampa, what, 3 days away from UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Another Tampa guy. I'm waiting for you to say something.
That was my boy right
there. Hey, what's up, Matt?
How are you doing?
Well, it's like been 3 years, I think, since the RFC fight here, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Is it weird? Is it, you know, feeling strange, or is it cool? Is it like being home? All of the above?
It's awesome. I love being in Tampa and being back here, being able to train here and finish my camp here. I'm doing the last 2 weeks here. It feels like my second home down here, so I love it.
All right, let's throw a little thank you out to Matt Arroyo. I saw him on TV, and, you know, it's cool to have him involved.
Oh yeah, always. I always come down to Tampa for every fight camp and do like a week or two. So this is nothing new, but you know, now I get to just stay here and fight. So.
All right, you know how in the one, or I don't remember which interview it was, where I said, you know, about the 10 questions and you don't know how to go to the second one until the first one's answered. Well, my second question, I don't know if I should still ask it because it's tough, but I spoke to your dad yesterday. Okay. And I want you to talk about what it means to you to have him here and have him involved.
Oh, man.
But see, he wasn't supposed to be sitting there.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I can't really go anywhere without him. He's always tagging along, but we have a good time. You know, I feel like the UFC staff knows him better than they know me now. So, but we have fun. You know, he's supported me from day one, and you know, I wouldn't be here without him. So it's great to have him with me.
He said how proud he is of you. And, you know, most people already know this. It's not that he's proud of you just because you're a UFC fighter, you know, a college graduate, a military person. I mean, there's a lot in your resume that, you know, says who you are and says a lot about who he is as well.
Yeah, you know, it's all going good.
All right. I'm taking a chance here. Read this. I want to make sure that you read this before I say the next one. All right. So your Army. I'm Navy veteran. The best clean joke you can tell about the two.
Oh, man. I would have to say something about semen. Something about semen.
My favorite happens to be a Navy recruit and an Army recruit go to the bathroom. And the Navy recruit starts to walk out. And the Army guy says, in the Army, they teach us to wash our hands after we go to the bathroom. And the Navy guy goes, in the Navy, they teach us not to on your hand. So.
All right. There you go.
All right.
There
you go. You know, it's kind of that thing that I've seen it on Facebook. It's like, you know, Army, you know, and Navy go, you know, head to head, and Air Force, well, they're really not military, but, you know, on and on and on. But it's like we can do it because it's family.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
Like you can make fun of, you know, in the gym and
it's
such.
All,
so
all good competition.
Still a Met fan? I know we talked about the Mets not too long ago.
Yes. I mean, we made a run at the end of the season, but unfortunately didn't get in those playoffs. But the Rays are doing good, right?
Yeah.
The Rays are killing
it. Game five on Thursday against Houston.
Yeah,
what'd you
yeah.
think about Dykstra backing out of his boxing thing?
Oh, yeah. Against the Bagel Boss guy?
Yeah, who then didn't show up either.
Yeah, I heard about that. The Bagel Boss guy was actually at our gym. Ally Quinta was training him for like a couple sessions.
How'd that go?
I mean, I wasn't there, but I heard he was a riot in the gym. So
talk about, you know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, in the gym, you know, your trainers and stuff. And, you know, you and I talk about Daniel and Moo and, you know, all those guys. I mean, I wished you had guys that people knew. You know, you got Matt Serra and Longo. I'm being sarcastic, you know, and Matt, talk about those three guys and everybody else that's helped you get to where you're at.
There's so many people who've really helped me. You know, like I said before, my whole career started down here in Tampa, and that really like set my base. And then I would go and train up in New York, Long Island. You know, when I go home for summers and Christmases, and you know, training with Longo, training with Eric Heyer, training with Matt Serra, and all the guys at Serra BJJ. It's just, you know, leveled up my game and gotten me ready for this level, and I'm ready to go and show that Saturday night.
A lot of people are saying this has the possibility to be fight of the night. What are your thoughts on Bob? Do you even know who Bob Ross is?
he's a painter, right?
Right, yeah. You know, and I remember watching, you know, he had a TV show, and my mother-in-law would always watch him paint these trees and stuff. And I remember vividly watching him. But what is your opinion on your opponent, Luis Pena, and what should we expect to see on Saturday?
Yeah, he's good. You know, Pena's definitely a skilled fighter. He's a clean striker, another 6'3 southpaw, so he's a tall, skinny guy. With some good wrestling too, you know, I respect his game. You know, I know he's a game opponent, but you know, I'm prepared for it, and it's definitely a lot easier. I just fought a guy who's 6'3 southpaw, so you know, I'm prepared for it, and I'm getting pretty good at fighting these tall, skinny guys. So,
how many sections at Amelie are going to be, you know, steamroller sections? You know, I'm sure people have been calling and buying tickets and.
Oh, you'll be seeing the red steamroller shirts all throughout the arena, and you'll be hearing those steamroller chants probably when you don't want to be hearing the steamroller chants. They definitely like to chant steamroller throughout other people's fights. So.
That's awesome, though, in a way. I mean, that's pretty funny. Yeah, and your dad's out there with signs.
I mean, you know, like he'll be doing something. So,
how are you going to spend the next couple of days? You know, a lot of times, more times than not, you know, you go away from your home, you go someplace, you're stuck in a hotel room, you don't want to. But again, this is your second home. So, are you getting out? Are you trying to stay off your feet? What?
Yeah, I'm at Grace Tampa South. I'm about to head there to get a little workout in. You know, it's nice having one of my gyms, you know, in town. So, you know, I'm not working out in the hotel room. I get to go and work out in the cage at Gracie Tampa South, which is awesome. And yeah, I'm just, you know, finishing the weight cut, drilling in the game plan. You know, fight week is a good time. It's a good time. So I'm ready to finish strong.
How do you guys know each other? Obviously Tampa, but have you trained against each other? Have you cornered against each other? You know what?
Oh, me and Alon Cruz. Come on, we go back.
Back in the day. I mean, I remember. We were sparring one night, and I think it was Big Love night, and I think Billy and Favola, they both kind of came in on like the same night, and we didn't have enough sparring partners. Matt was out of town; he was in Washington or something, and so someone was running a sparring session, and they're like, you know, they came in and we're like, hey, we had to call Matt and be like, we got these two guys, they want to spar, like, is it cool? And he's like, yeah, just make sure they sign waivers. And so they signed waivers, and then we sparred with them, and I mean, we were banging it out the first night, and then that was kind of the beginning of a great long friendship.
Yeah, I remember that was the first time I walked into Grace Tampa South. I had done one jiu-jitsu tournament, and I walked in and I was like, yeah, you know, I want to do MMA one day. And they're like, oh, well, we got amateur fighters that need sparring partners. And then they handed me a pair of gloves, and that was the first time I ever sparred. And then I walked in here, and I'm sparring with Alon and Josh Best.
Yeah.
Did you take it easy?
No. This was the first guy who's dropped me.
These guys were banging. Really? Yeah. We used to just really, like, bang it out. Like, I mean, there was no – I don't think we
so I'm not making so I'm not making stories up when I said you used to beat me up.
Yeah.
You're saying no, and then you know, you're saying how you didn't go easy
I've
on me.
I've never beat you up.
It's all right. It's all part of it, right?
Yeah. And then
I didn't come back after. Yeah, but.
Well, you know, you should come back. But yeah, I mean, we trained for, you know, a long time, you know, and then I went and started training with Coach. And, you know, he went pro and he was literally killing people on the pro scene, knocking everybody out. Like, I'll never forget, like, when you knocked, was it D'Angelo Bynum? Did you fight that Bynum kid? Yo, he knocked this dude out. And this guy was out cold. He jumped from like 5 feet across the cage and hit this dude. Like, dude's already out. His head's like slumped in the thing. He's like, poof! And I remember like telling him after the fight, I was like, dude, I was like, was that necessary? But now I understand though, like, it was 100% necessary.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the new line.
Yeah, that was one of my first knockouts. And, you know, I get a little excited and had to do a little Dan Hendo.
What should we expect to see Saturday night?
A high-paced, real great fight. You know, a finish. I'm throughout my UFC career, I've you know, grown every fight, and this is the fight that you're gonna see me go out there and finish this guy. So that's the plan.
And fighting in your backyard. I want to thank you, obviously, for your time. We have a pair of Soulbird headphones for you for coming out and hanging out.
Very nice.
And Torta Pizza. Dad said he wants them. Of course, I think Dad says he wants another pair. I don't think he was saying he wanted yours. Let us know. Torta Pizza will be open on Sunday, so pizza for you and your guys. And, you know, I don't know when you're going to head back to New York, but Matt, who is in Italy, said whatever you want, it's on the house. So.
Awesome. I will definitely take you up on that offer.
As always, great seeing you. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Westin here in Tampa. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Shop.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
UFC heads back to Tampa's Amalie Arena on Saturday, October 12th. In the main event, former champion Joanna Jędrzejczyk returns to strawweight as she faces the karate hottie Michelle Waterson. Plus, Crone Gracie is back after a bonus winning debut to take on the veteran Killer Cub Swanson. See UFC Fight Night live. Tickets on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane, and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
The Monday Night Players Show returns to the Press Box in Tampa for the 19th consecutive year from 7 to 8 p.m. during the football season, where we feature a different player every week. Please join us for the hour, ask a question or two, maybe get a photo or autograph, and enjoy the awesome Press Box food. That's the Monday Night Players Show from the Press Box, located at 222 South Del Mabry in Tampa, every Monday night, 7-8.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Why is that funny? I don't get why that's funny. I think you did a liner for us once.
No, I thought we did one
in the gym.
I'm not big enough for that.
I thought we did one in the gym before you even signed with the UFC.
I don't know. Maybe. You don't use it though, so.
I have 300 liners. I mean, well, we use it like once every 300 days.
Oh, okay. You send it to me when you use it.
Okay, James Vick, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. First and foremost, thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming down. Thoughts on Tampa so far? I know you've only been here a couple days. Have you been able to get out and experience our city?
Not really. During fight week, I even though I am moving up in weight, it's not as bad. But during fight week, I just stay in the hotel. Pretty much, like, I don't even leave this hotel until after I make weight. Once I make weight and I'm able to go eat, then I walk around some. But literally, the first 3 days I'm here, it's nothing but
inside the hotel
isolation.
You know, and I always talk about that. You know, with fighters, that it's a work trip. You know, it's not a vacation, and it is a fine line. Like when you get to fight in Japan or Brazil or whatever, you want to go out, but it's still ultimately all that's important is Saturday, you know, night, you know, and the fight. So it's got to be difficult.
For sure. I fought overseas before. I fought in some cool places, and I stay after. If I want to stay, if I want to see something, I'll stay an extra 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever. I'll set my trip up that way so I can stay. But before, yeah, it's all business.
And that's awesome, a way to think of it. But the problem with that is you might think like Tampa. You know, we live here, but if you don't know, Tampa is a pretty cool city. You might say, no, I want to get out first flight Sunday morning. And then you get here and you're like, oh, this place is pretty cool. You know, the number one beach in the world, a lot of stuff in Tampa. So, I mean, great. Are you staying in Tampa at all? Or
I can't. I want to. I do want to, but I haven't seen my son in almost 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I left the camp and I did the majority of my camp in Thailand this time, and I've been gone, and I got to go see my son. You know, I miss my boy.
James. How old's your son?
James Jr. He is 18 months old.
Wow. Wait until, as a father of two, and my son and I have trained together, and that's the coolest thing ever. You know, once my son, he's now 32, but I mean, you know, when he was in his 20s, we'd go to the gym and we're training and doing jiu-jitsu, and it's just the coolest thing to do those kind of things, you know, with your children. Doesn't have to be a son. I've done it with my daughter as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I hold pads for him and stuff, but he's young, but he's getting there, and it kind of hurts my feelings. It's sad, you know, not seeing him that long, you know, I haven't seen him in person, only on Skype in almost 7 weeks, and he looks like he's grown so much, you know, and because he's still so young, I get worried if he's going to remember me or not.
Sure. Well, every day, you know, everybody learns. It's what's cool about what is today, you know, with Skype and FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. You know, when I was in the Navy 30 some years ago, you know, I couldn't really even talk to anybody. Yeah. We had to do those ham things over, and you know, you'd have to always say over for the next person to talk, you know. So definitely,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. So on the ship, we were allowed to call like once every 2 months. And I remember calling my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and you know, I love you, over, you know, and then, I love you too, over. And it's just, you know, so crazy. How has the sport changed since you first started in MMA?
A lot of things, weight cuts have changed. You know, a lot of people look down on weight cuts. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as in, if this person's willing to cut more weight than you are, then that means he wants to win more. Just like if me and him are fighting and he wants to spar, he wants to spar more, he wants to win more. If he wants to run more miles, he wants to win more. That's how I look at weight cutting. A lot of weight, like a lot of guys that were middleweights or even middleweights, 10, 15 years ago would be lightweights now.
Yep.
So the weight cut and the caliber, the progression, you're starting to see guys. I'm not sure, how old are you?
30.
Okay, you're around my age, but you're starting to see these guys that have been training in everything since they were 8 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming into these sports in their early 20s now. They're coming into MMA, UFC in the early 20s, and they've been training as long as we have. So it's
right.
It's always an uphill battle because you're constantly fighting guys nowadays that have been training. You know, they're younger, but they've also been training, some of them, longer than you have.
Do you think that the weigh-in should be the day of the fight, like wrestlers do?
If they did it, people would still would still cut, not as much, but they would still cut. I think, you know, I think they should do the whole, not necessarily the hydration test like ONE FC does, but they should do, I think they should make people only weigh only allow them to weigh a certain amount after they weigh in.
Right.
And then if that, from there, then they get fined or they pull the card or whatever. And I think that would stop some of it. And that would make it easier for everyone where, you know, cause at the end of the day, like I said, if you're not cutting weight in the UFC, you're at a disadvantage. And I don't care what anybody says. Yep. And people can say, oh, well, I mean, very few people make that work. I've been in the UFC since 2012. Very few people maintain a good career without cutting, especially in this organization against the best fighters in the world, without cutting weights.
Yeah, I think I would be, you know, I've always thought about it on Saturday just because of so much weight that's put back on. But if they would put a limit on it, I think
they do that in California. Like, I don't know if you saw recently, like they had released like a list of 13 fighters
that
like went over their limit, which like Sadiq Youssef, right? He's in my weight class. And
that's my teammate.
Okay. So yeah, that's right. That's your teammate. So, you know,
so be careful.
He's like 169.4 or something like that. They weigh the day of the fight. I weigh pretty much the same.
Yeah, you look like you're a big guy. You look very big. Yeah, I was thinking you were 55.
Yeah, when I'm in the cage, I'm like 170, like 171.
The thing is, I mean, they that's the only way they can do that. But California is telling you, but they're telling you, okay, well, we think you need to move up or this and that, but there's still no mandatory.
There's no consequences.
Yeah, there's no consequences. So why would I? I mean, like I said, if you're willing to cut the weight, if you're a 6 foot tall guy or bigger fighting 145, and you're willing to cut weight, and the other guy isn't. I mean, that's like saying, well, that's not fair. You got injured. You can't spar half the camp. Well, right. Well, that's not fair. He can spar.
Yep.
Well, so he's not supposed to spar because this guy got injured. Well, I'm not supposed to cut weight because this guy's not willing to.
Right.
It's always a fine line. People, you know, and people get real sensitive about weight cuts, but it's what it is. And it's probably not going anywhere.
No. And I like those responses. And that's why, you know, when we were talking about before, if you disagree and all that kind of stuff, you know, an educated response can open some eyes. And that's been a view that I haven't heard that way. Please explain to me a warning. And what the heck is a stern warning?
Basically, from my experience, you know, a warning is, okay, if we're fighting and I land like a little small rabbit punch in the back of the head, watch the back of the head, watch the back of the head. They'll tell you. But then when they say, they'll say stern or your final warning. If I hit them in the back of the head two or three times, they're going to say one more and we're taking a point. Or the same thing with a fence grab, you know, usually one you get by with, the next one they're going to either give you a stern warning or take a point.
So, I hate that stern warning. And I've trained and I'm familiar with the sport and stuff. And I just think, all right, a warning. All right, that's a warning. Next time it's a point. I mean, how many times? Yeah. Next time, and then there's the next time. I'm telling you, it's like, you know, when you go home to your son. I'm telling you, if you don't pick that shirt up, you know, it's like, no, you take the point.
Yeah. I think it just depends on the situation. Like with the back of the head, it depends on whether your opponent's playing the game and they're, you know, giving you the back of the head. That's where you can kind of be like, you get a few warnings, but like with a cage grab, for sure, you get that one more because sometimes you just, you know, you grab it, and then the next time, for sure, you definitely got
to
get that.
It's easy for me to say it because I've never been in the fight, you know. So how can you grab the fence? Well, I've never been there, so I don't know.
See, I've never grabbed the fence, and I've had only one guy I've ever fought grab the fence, actually. But I've had you know, a couple instances where I've been kicked in the groin, and you know, I'm sure you have as well.
Don't say, because that's when now next time the first 10 seconds in, you're going to get drilled.
I did get knee in the groin, but I had a diamond cup, and I swear it worked. He kneed me straight in the balls, and I remember.
Is it a metal cup or what?
It's just like this super hard.
Okay, so
plastic.
They're sending me one actually, and they were supposed to send it, but I didn't get it before the fight.
Okay.
So they're sending me a care package. Actually.
I promise you, diamond cup, I wear it and I don't feel nothing. Like I don't feel like I'd ever have to stop the flow of a fight for a groin shot. And even then, the way they have it, the way it's made, it's kind of pointed. So like, if someone did kick you or knee you, it's gonna hurt them because there's like a really hard point on it.
Nice.
Which I like that. You know, so.
Nice.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Nico Price.
I mean, he's good. You know, he's very well rounded. I think, you know, we match up very similar. I think I'm a better striker. I think his only chance is to land a bomb. You know, my last few fights, you know, I haven't turned out the way I wanted to, but it was never, you know, I'm not a dude who's going to blame weight cuts. I'm not going to do any of that. It's basically a matter of me keeping my hands up, my chin down. it's and the guys I fought, you know, I mean, look at the guy, last three guys I fought, you know, they're all ranked in the top seven in the world at this point now. Two fights ago, I had a razor thin decision loss against, you know, Paul Felder, who was, you know, is ranked number six in the world now. It's just a matter of me being defensive and keeping my hands up and, you know, not getting caught. And if he can't catch him with the looping shot or something wild, I just don't see that. I don't think he can win.
This is what the sport's supposed to be about. You know, I've covered the UFC longer than almost, just for legal purposes, almost anybody in the country. I go back to UFC 11 is the first one I covered. With all the respect, you know, your respect for Nico. Nico said the same thing about you. Not what it has become, mm-hmm. you know, the trash talking and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I want to thank you, you know, for being the professional that you are.
I actually got a bad rep for me trash talking Justin Gaethje when we fought. Well, that's the only person in the history of my – I've been in the UFC. This is my 14th fight in the UFC. I've never talked trash to anybody. Me and him had, you know, a personal issue, and he came at me at the press conference, and I just happened to rebuttal back right. with some good stuff, and it went viral. Now it backfired on me, but I wouldn't change that because yeah. it was personal at the time. And if I win that fight the way he won that fight, I'm an overnight superstar. But I'm not the guy who deliberately goes out there and tries to disrespect my opponents. Me and Nico are cool. We follow each other on Instagram. We hung out in Vegas for, you know, a short time period. You know, I think maybe like an hour or something when we were at like the athlete retreat or something like that. You know, he's always been nothing but a cool guy. And, you know, this is business, you know, and afterwards, you know, you're cool with everybody you fight and everything like that. But I did get that bad rep just because of the Gaethje thing. And I think it's also not the fact that I talked a little trash.
It's who it was.
It's who it was. Yeah. And he's so loved.
Right.
He's
yeah.
So
it was Gaethje.
I think it's, you know, when it's real, like when it's something real, like you guys really had like some issues with each other, it doesn't affect me. But when somebody who's just saying it, just
to push the fight. Yeah. They're trying to sell the fight.
Like, okay. You know, like we know what you're doing, but you know, people eat it up.
And that's what, and when that happens, then you don't know when it's real. You don't know when there really is a little beef. It's like, oh, they're just trying to sell the fight again. But when it's real, I'm fine with it when it's real.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to know you a little bit. I know we only have another couple of minutes. Dinner for four. Four people that you're going to invite over for dinner. Cannot be family. Cannot be from your gym. Living or passed away. Real or fictitious.
Man, that's a rough one, dude.
It's a loaded one.
Yeah.
Most people would rather that than let's talk about your fight. So.
That's rough. Let me think here.
I can go to another one if you want.
Yeah, go to a different
All right, one. Superpower. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Mine was, and I said it earlier, I'd like to see in the future. Max Payne wants to be a genie.
Yeah, maybe I can read people's mind.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Read That's a good one. Yeah.
That would be
read my opponent's mind on Saturday.
Exactly. Or read the, you know, the coaches, you know what's going on. Yeah. I mean, obviously nothing. What's a perfect day?
For
you.
Like just normally?
Next week, next month, perfect day would be what?
Seeing my son on Sunday. Sunday when I fly home, I'm victorious. I got a $50,000 bonus.
And he has new toys.
And yeah, and I get to see my son and eat hot wings and pizza.
Pizza. We can have pizza delivered on Sunday.
Okay.
My co-host, who's in Italy right now, owns two pizzerias in St. Pete.
Oh, nice.
So if you want some pizza on Sunday, let me know. Nice. The next question was your favorite food. So I guess it's wings and pizza.
Yeah, hot wings is probably my favorite food. Yeah, that's up there. And then I'm actually a hunter, you know, a hunter and fisher. So I eat a lot of wild game. Nice. I'm always hunting and fishing, and I eat a lot of wild game. And I just grew up doing it since I was a kid. So I love that as well.
What can we expect Saturday night?
A good fight, you know. We're both of us, you know, realize what's at stake. You know, this is almost a make or break fight for us. You know, and I'm not delusional. You know, I've lost three fights in a row. You know, if I don't win this fight, this could be the end of my UFC career. I'm not delusional, and it's not a matter of me training harder or anything like that because I've always trained hard. I'm always in shape. It's a matter of just keeping my hands up and not getting caught with anything wild. And I think I'm gonna get a win and probably a finish because Nico's not a guy that's gonna stay on the outside. He's gonna come in and take chances. And
right.
So it's, you know, it's going to be fireworks.
I want to thank you for coming out. We have a pair of earbuds, Soulbird earbuds for you, as well as we're going to send you a shipment from, I forgot to tell the other guys this, a shipment from 8 Man Strong. So you get a package from them in the next week or two for coming and spending some time with us. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Best of luck on Saturday. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Westin here in Tampa. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Shop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane, and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala, featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th, with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties.
Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Westin here, just a couple blocks away from Amalie Arena as we get ready for Saturday night UFC fight night on ESPN. How cool is that really for both of you guys? And, you know, it's ESPN now. It's not nothing against Fox and nothing against Spike. But I don't know about you, but when I turn the TV on at 7:30 in the morning, it goes straight to ESPN.
Man, it's so cool. Especially my last fight was on ESPN2. And then I think the fight before that, I was on the ESPN prelims or something like that. So, like, just having people tell me, like, bro, we were sitting in a bar randomly and you came on TV, you know, or like, I'm watching people tell me, I was watching SportsCenter the other day and they popped up a highlight of you. And it's just like stuff like that. It you can't put into words because it's like you said, people, I've been watching ESPN since.
You've been watching TV.
Since I've been watching TV. Right. So it's like to see myself there, it's like it's a real good validation.
I should have started this way, and it was written down to, are you still in Gilroy?
Technically, I moved to San Jose, but I'm in Gilroy a lot.
Well, my thoughts, I was supposed to go to that garlic festival a couple years ago. Man. And, you know, thoughts are with Gilroy. I'm sure you know a lot of people there. Some friends of mine were in the Vegas, where they were at the Vegas shooting. They were running the concert, and that thing will live on, you know, what everybody is going through.
That was crazy, man, because Deron Wynn and I were actually there the day before, and it was really crazy for us is sitting there before we decided to go, we were like debating whether or not we should just go the next day around the same time, which would have been the exact time that all that was going down. Wow. So like it was really, really just devastating, you know. Yeah. I hate to make light of the situation, but it was a funny situation in the moment. So we're sitting there after all this had went down, and you know, after the shooting in Gilroy. So like at the time they had said there was two shooters, they had got one, and there was one still on the loose, like running through the neighborhoods around. And so like, you know, we were kind of nervous, we were scared.
Sure.
And then we had literally just got done talking about that, and someone knocks on our door. And the thing about it is nobody ever knocks on our door. You know, it's like we just don't get a lot of visitors. And if we do, we know they're coming. And like, I remember me and Deron just looked at each other. Deron runs back into his room, gets a Walter PPK.
And sure.
He's got it behind his back. And like, I'm sitting there like slowly creeping up to open this door. And Deron's got this, he's finna pull this gun out. And it's like an Asian family that had knocked on the wrong door looking for one of their relatives. And we just started busting out laughing. And we told them, like, hey, stay safe while you out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't get out here. You need to. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, but it's crazy, but you have to be ready for that. Ironically, the UFC was here 3 years ago, and I get a phone call from my wife, and I don't even remember what fight was going on. I think Rashad was the final fight. And she said that somebody just tried to break into the house, that she thought it was me coming home because it was somebody that had a backpack. And I'm like, a lot of people have a backpack, but she tried to open the door and then he tried to bust in.
Oh.
And so she pushed the door back as she's trying to reach for our concealed weapon that's not far from our front door. And she's trying to grab that and telling this guy to leave. And so you got to be prepared all the time because you just, you know, and she would never, ever open the door. Mm-hmm. But it was late at night. She knew I was coming back from the UFC and she saw a backpack. So I try not to carry a backpack anymore. You know, for that reason.
That's crazy.
I know that you've been asked this, but I need to know, do you have any Bob Ross paintings?
No, Bob Ross paintings?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But I actually, it's funny, with this guy, I got hooked up with this guy and we've been talking. He's going to get me, there's a specific Bob Ross painting that I want.
and he's going to we're working on getting it to me.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was telling Alon that I used to watch, and I think I told you this last time you were on the show, my mother-in-law, she used to watch him all the time. And I remember I was at the house and he's always on, and then, you know, you come up and, you know, you're Bob Ross.
One of the coolest things about this for me is the younger fans. I get all the time where the younger fans will come up to me, like kids, and they're like, man, I had no clue who Bob Ross was, and then I saw you fight, and I went to go look him up on Netflix. I love this guy. You know what I mean? It's just so cool to be able to, like,
not only introduce
him, but I feel like I've been able to, you know, two very different art forms of art, but I feel like I've been able to kind of carry on the legacy.
Sure.
You know, it's been really cool.
Take it one step further. Bob Ross, the painter fans, are now finding out about you and finding out about MMA and the UFC for the same reason.
Exactly. I get that all the time. Like, I get people who are like, dude, I watch MMA all the time, and my mom told me about this guy named Violent Bob Ross because she's just a fan of funny stuff like that. You know what I mean? Someone was telling me, I was sitting there watching the fights and you came on, and my grandma sat down and watched the fight with me because she recognized the similarities, because they put up Violent Bob Ross, and she was like, oh, I got to see this guy fight.
That is awesome.
So do you paint at all? Have you tried? No?
I mean, not really. I'm not going to lie.
This could be a new reality show or something.
I've really thought about getting into it. Like,
you have to talk slower. You got to talk slower.
We have some media guys at the gym at AKA, and they're trying to talk me into doing a Joy of Fighting, where we do the Bob Ross, the whole Bob Ross aesthetic, but with like MMA techniques.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, you're, like, standing here and you're, like, looking at, like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and I go over it, like, real nice and smooth, real low voice, awesome. real calm, cool, collected, and everything.
Sure. Are you aware of the press conference at T-Mobile on Friday?
No.
Speaking of AKA, which I mentioned a little bit earlier, four athletes will be there. This is a pretty big deal. Brock Lesnar will be one. Kane will be the other.
I did. Okay. Yeah. No, I did hear about that because Kane's actually wrestling this Sunday in Los Angeles. We were talking about that. Man, I don't know about other guys in the gym, but me, DC, one of my training partners, my best friend Court, we're all huge wrestling marks, and like, I'm a bigger fan of Kane now. Now that he's a professional wrestler. Right. Bro, you should have seen our reaction when he made his debut and he hit the Hurricanrana on that dude. I went nuts. I'm like, Kane, you gotta teach me. Teach me.
Did you see Friday night?
Oh yeah.
It was cool. And just, you know, and again, it's scripted, we get all that, but just the look on Brock, and I'm a big wrestling guy too, and Tampa is a huge wrestling market.
Exactly.
I mean, this is where they all came from. Hulk Hogan's from here. They found them at a bar right down the street. I don't know if you know that story.
Really?
So Terry Bollea, which is Hulk Hogan, yeah, was playing bass guitar late at night in a bar. And Championship Wrestling from Florida just ended. And Dusty Rhodes and some of the guys, I think Gordon Soley, who was a friend of mine, went with them. And they went into this bar just to kill time after the event. And they saw this massive dude playing bass guitar. And they took him. He was going to be a banker. And they took him, and he became Hulk Hogan.
I've never heard this story, yep. And I'm like a huge mark.
It's the truth. My co-host, Terry, is Matt McClellan, who's my co-host, who's in Italy. He's his mentor.
Oh, wow.
And he's tried to help him. And matter of fact, you probably won't remember this. Matt and I were in Denver when you were in Denver, and he almost got thrown out of the hotel. I think he had the red mohawk then because he went to get a liner from you. Speaking of liners. And they got all mad because he went to get a liner from, not from you, but from a UFC fighter.
No.
But yeah, he's involved with Terry.
I do remember that now.
But we're huge wrestling. Wrestling is everything. Oh, yeah. And Randy Savage was a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's what's up.
And, you know, growing up here in Tampa, and wrestling's wrestling.
Yeah, the FCW.
Florida Championship Wrestling.
We had that for the longest time.
That was the biggest feeder.
Right.
League
into right. Rick Flair was there all the time. Yeah. You know, it was Rick. It was Dusty Rhodes. I mean, I can talk wrestling more than anything.
I could talk wrestling all day.
When I come back tomorrow, I have cases, crates of sealed WCW and WWF DVDs. I will bring you a box of them tomorrow.
Oh my God! Yes, Randy.
So we will. All right. So, and the other two, by the way, is Strowman and Tyson Fury.
Oh,
are at this press conference.
See, I just love the idea of the WWE. Not necessarily branching out, because I feel as though Kane is going to reinvent himself as a professional wrestler here. But I do like to see this kind of like acceptance of these other sports that are very similar to wrestling, you know, professional wrestling, especially with the way we market MMA and boxing now. It's very not scripted, but it's very like their storylines.
Right.
People love those. Like, people want to see the storylines.
It's a soap opera. It's
exactly.
A soap opera for us males,
exactly.
Even though there's some females, you know. Yeah. And what I was saying about the DC Brock thing, Kane Brock thing was, you know, it's Brock Lesnar. We know it's scripted. We know he would probably destroy everybody in the WWE. And then Kane Velasquez walks out, who kicked his rear. It just adds that storyline thing.
It's such a great I agree. I totally agree. I think it's one of those things where if they play their cards right, this could be something that really elevates the WWE back to that level that they were in the early to mid-90s. You know what I mean? Where
this is a WrestleMania event, and I think that's what it'll become.
Without a doubt.
Rock and Stone Cold, Steve Austin. That's when I was like really big into wrestling. You know,
dude.
When you heard, you know, you're like, oh, Stone Cold's coming out, busting beer cans on his head, and he's throwing it out. You know, that was the best.
I remember back when I was a kid, you literally couldn't go anywhere without seeing a Stone Cold T-shirt mm-hmm. or an NWO T-shirt.
Yep.
Everywhere. Kids, I remember.
That's how much of a mark I am. So you see the photo?
Yes.
See, it's Ric Flair and me. I mean,
yes.
Of all the photos I've, it's not my family. It's Ric Flair.
There was a Pee Wee Football League in football team in our league called the Two Sweet. It was the one team I always wanted to be on. They were black and everything was black and white, and they always hit the Two Sweet. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
We have to get you back on because we're out of time, but. Did I tell you who that I met Scott Hall at the airport in Atlanta 3 weeks ago?
What?
Yeah.
Razor Ramon?
Yeah. So I know we have to hit this break. I'll tell you off the air. We've got to get you back on. Real quick before we do, give us a real quick update, thoughts on your fight against Matt Fraiola.
So we're going in this fight against Matt Fraiola. He's a tough dude. You know, we have very similar records at 7-1-1 and 7-1. It's probably on paper my toughest opponent. But I think I pose a lot more problems for him than he does for me, without a doubt.
A lot of people are saying this could be fight of the night.
And see, I've had a lot of people say, like, this is the people's main event. And for me, that just means a lot to me because it's like it means I'm growing. I'm sticking around. Like, I'm someone that the people want to see out there.
Sure. You know? We've got to get you back on. We'll just talk wrestling. We'll have a good time.
Randy.
All right, we need to hit this break so we can get out on time. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay on October 12th for their signature Black Tie Gala featuring adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Okay, we are back. I'm just here hanging out, goofing off, having a good time. Only a couple minutes left. Been an awesome hello. God. This is your new hello, gig. Hello. You know, you just think that you're becoming a UFC fighter, but you know, hey, first and foremost, I want to thank you for hanging out.
No, thanks for having me on.
And you know, as I'm giving these gifts out, you know, I always give gifts to the fighters, and you know, co-hosts don't really get anything because it's part of the show. But you're a little different, so I don't think I gave you one of those yet, did I?
No.
Okay. So there is a original grain watch.
Oh, man.
You know, so
I'm a big watch person too. Wow. Right.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you, Randy.
So I appreciate Thank your time, you. And you're like I said, you're a teammate. You're all that kind of stuff, and we talked about this on the air. And I haven't been in the gym, and I'm really not, but in my mind, I am.
Yeah.
In my mind, I always will.
You're always welcome to come in.
When when do you think?
Man, I'm hoping like January, early February, because the thing is, like, my physical therapist, she said these things take like 12 to 6 weeks, you know, to get back to training, and really to fully heal, it's like 6 months. But I'm about 4 weeks into training, so another, you know, 10, 12 weeks. Hopefully I'll be able to get in the camp. Like, I can't really put a boxing glove on right now, which is it's tough. But I roll. I do jiu-jitsu. I do wrestling now. I just have to make a fist with my hand, so I'm working on it.
I asked Max Griffin to give you a piece of advice.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to give you a piece of advice live on the air.
Yep.
Okay. Be patient. You know, I know what young up and coming fighters are thinking. I can't, you know, if I get a call and I'm almost ready, I'm going to be patient. It's much better to be ready than to jump. And you know this.
Yeah, I mean,
you have the right people.
That's what my therapist told me too. She goes, it's better to wait, you know, 12, 16 weeks than be out for 20 plus weeks.
You know, you go out there, you're not prepared. Something tragic happens. These are short careers, you know, and it's definitely you want to be careful. You're going to the fight on Saturday. What fight? We only have about 30 seconds. What fight are you most excited for? Or are they all the same?
Well, for sure. I mean, Nico and Matt, because, I mean, those are my boys.
Because it's Nico and Matt.
Right. Those are my boys. So, like, I'm definitely going to go watch. You know, those are the biggest fights I'm ready for.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the Westin and, of course, the UFC and all of our fighters. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Your Twitter?
At Alon Cruz, AlonCruz.
And, of course, 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Thanks, everybody. See everybody next week for Bare Knuckle Fight.
I took her home from my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.